Hello, my name is Chanel Harris, and this will be my first podcast. The name of my podcast is called The Other Woman. Who is the other woman? Is it you? Oh, it's not you? Well, maybe it's the woman sitting next to you. Or maybe it's your coworker. Maybe even your best friend. And maybe, just maybe, she is me. How many of you women out there have fell in love with someone else's guy? Reminds me of a song I used to know. The reason I chose this subject for my podcast, because it's relevant, it's interesting, and can be quite confrontational for the girlfriend or wife that is listening right now. Speaking of girlfriend or wife, let me ask you this. Why is it when a woman finds out her man is cheating, the first person they want to fight or blame is who? The other woman. The person who is really innocent in all of this. You know, with the exception of your man, Miss Wife, Miss Girlfriend, is the other woman. The other woman who knew nothing about you because your lying ass man told her, showed her that he was single and that she was his one and only. Shaking my head. I know a lot of you will not like me after this podcast, but I'm not here for your likes. I'm here because I too was a victim. I was naive. I was ultimately the other woman. Here I am, unintentionally just out and about with my sister, and I just happened to meet this charming, sexy, well-dressed young man. So we exchanged numbers, yada yada. You know, found out he was very educated. He also had a great career. The whole nine. House, two cars. He even invited me to his home. And I cannot front. The chemistry with us from day one was off the charts. It was something I had never felt before. So it had to be fate, right? Wrong again. After a year of dating and ultimately falling in love with this man, I find out that he is married. Funny thing is, still today, he does not know that I know that he is married. So of course, when it came time to break it off, he acted as if he was heartbroken. In my mind, I'm like, yeah, right. Lose my number. Please and thank you. At least that is what my mouth said. But inside, I was heartbroken. I felt like I took a loss. You know, here I am praying for the perfect guy. And I get the perfect guy and find out he's married. And ultimately, you know, I tend to question God and the things that happen in my life. But when I spoke to someone close to me, everything that you receive is not sent by God. The devil dangles your wants, not your needs, dangles your wants in your face. And God doesn't do things like that. He doesn't dangle things in your face without the intention of you being able to have those things, love those things, hold on to those things. With that being said, again, I was heartbroken because us was just never in his plans. I was just another notch on his belt, something for him to brag about. So what I want to know is, who else has been through what I've been through? I would love to hear from other women who have been where I've been and want to know how you handled it. How did you handle being the other woman? Let me know.